Welcome to an episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. So I just got home from my run. It's Saturday morning, and that's typically a day that I go a little bit longer. This morning it was just 5.5 miles around the neighborhood, and it's a great way for me to just start the day, to clear my head, to get some fresh air, to get that brain-derived neurotropic factor flowing. And I was thinking about how nervous and excited I am about starting this podcast. It's something that since I did the trailer, I've really been contemplating. I have to start today. And I think it's just because it's something new. And I've been on a lot of podcasts to be the interviewee, but I haven't had my own podcast ever. So this is a new adventure, and it makes me think about every semester when I start the first day, I let my students know I'm nervous, and a lot of them look at me and think, what? But it's not that I haven't been there before. It's not that I don't know what I'm doing. It's just that idea of something new. Every semester, I have new people with new faces and new questions, and it's just a new adventure. So I think it's important for us to remember that the same feelings we get when we get nervous are the ones that we get when we are excited. So to kind of reframe that in our brain and do something that makes you nervous and excited. And the podcast definitely qualifies. So some of you may not know who I am. My name is Timory Hagenberger, and I am a registered dietitian. And actually, this summer is going to be my 20th year anniversary of being a registered dietitian, which seems crazy. I told my students this semester, this is my 19th year teaching, and I am just getting started. I absolutely love what I do. And I actually came from a family who paid pretty close attention to nutrition. My mom was a registered dietitian as well. And we grew up trying to eat the healthiest that we knew. But when I got into practice as a dietitian, I became pretty frustrated because I found that I couldn't help people to the degree that I really wanted them to, you know, wanted to see them succeed. And I'd give them advice, and then I'd check in with them, and they'd kind of take one step forward and two steps back. And I had lots of diabetics who, you know, I taught how to carb count, but it didn't seem like anybody was actually getting healthier. So I left the hospital and started at WIC, Women, Infants, and Children. And then I could make bigger impact with moms and kids. They were many of them were very open to learning how to make the best choices for their families. At the same time, I started teaching at the community college level here in Stockton, actually, California. And I was hooked. That first night, I thought, oh my gosh, this is what I was meant to do, to share this information with students who are, for the most part, interested in taking what they learn in the classroom and applying it into their lives. So I knew whatever I was going to be doing during the day, I wanted to teach at night. And so I taught for about 7 years before I earned a full-time position where I am now at Cosumnes River College. And it's just been a wonderful time. So much my friends ask me about how my job is. I'm glowing. I have never worked harder, but I've never loved it more. And we have expanded our program at Cosumnes River College to include a plant-based nutrition and sustainable agriculture certificate program. And we've done that because we've really seen the writing on the wall that this is the best information, the best recommendations that we can share. I mentioned that I got frustrated when I was working in the hospital and in clinics trying to help patients. And a huge part of that was that I didn't really have the tools to be able to have them go beyond that concept of everything in moderation. And what I've learned, and we'll talk about this a lot more throughout the podcast episodes, but what I've learned is that with moderation, it makes things really difficult because you have to rely on willpower. So when you have an opportunity to make a decision ahead of time, like I am not going to include animal products in my food, then when you're confronted with a situation where you're being offered something, if it doesn't fit the decision that you had made, and that decision was made with sound mind, then it makes it much easier to make the choice that is consistent with what you believe in. So doing that kind of ahead of time makes a huge impact. In all the studying that I've ever done about nutrition, from my undergrad to my master's degree in public health, to all the continuing education that I have done over the last 20 years, nothing comes close to the effectiveness of the plant-based whole food choices. It just marvels anything else. And we're talking about how you feel in the present as well as into the future. And we take it for granted that we're going to live a long time. And although the lifespan for the first time ever has gone down, most people feel like they're going to make it into their 70s or 80s or 90s. But we have to think about, in what shape will we be? We want to be able to enjoy not only the present, but every day forward. And when we take great care with the choices we make around what we're eating, as well as how we're moving our body and how we're feeding our mind, then quality of life is optimized. And I know this sounds cliche, but my students look at me with this amazement once they've started making changes, and they just can't believe they could feel as good as they do. They just thought being uncomfortable was normal. And for this episode, I don't want to make it a long one. I just want to get things going. And so I want to put a challenge out to you today. We talked about the idea that making choices ahead of time is going to be a really great strategy. So I'd like you to think about your day today and how can you make a choice about what you're going to plan to eat and make that choice ahead of time. And then make a choice as to how you're going to move your body. If you haven't already done some kind of exercise today, then plan that in and prioritize it, put it in your schedule. If you've already done some kind of exercise, then do something around the idea of moving every 45 minutes. If you have a big project that you're working on, set a timer on your phone or another on your watch in order to at least pop up, maybe do one push-up or one stretch break, you know, a 1 minute stretch break every 45 minutes, and just make the decision ahead of time that it's what you're gonna do. I look forward to having you join me on the next episode of Office Hours with the Nutrition Professor. Until then, please send me questions that you'd like answered or topics you'd like me to consider for future episodes. I can be reached at my website, thenutritionprofessor.com, or directly via email at thenutritionprofessor@gmail.com. Enjoy your week, and don't forget, life is better when you love the food that loves you back.